nice day, isn't it?
It sure is. I love nice days. Hey, I'm Terry. I'm a temp. I just got off a 16-hour shift as a temporary glass blower. And let me tell you, it's not as easy as it looks. I broke a few things at first, but by lunch had made a blown glass Christmas ball so perfect it made my supervisor for the day cry. Oh boy, the fire that heated the glass was hot. Although now that I think of it, it might not have been as hot as this weekend my friends Cliff and Kendall just had. They were in the desert, but believe it or not, the desert wasn't what made it so hot. Nope, I guess it all began like this.
Oh no!
What is it?
Have you seen how much weight Jonah Hill's lost? He's so slim now. Why do these things always happen to me?
Forget that for a minute. I'm trying to FaceTime with Susan. Susan? Susan? Hello? It's not working. I'll just send her a voice text. Susan, we just got to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's friend's cabin. It's pretty far out of town, so I don't know if I'll be able to FaceTime you tonight so you can make sure I floss, but I'll try to FaceTime you. And to floss. I love you.
Ugh, did you have to make love to Susan like that over the phone? Some of us are trying to eat.
Ooh, what are you eating?
There's a bowl of welcome mints over here.
I want some. It's been 15 minutes since we ate those pretzels in the car, and I'm starving.
Oh my, what a lovely cabin, dear.
Yes, it was lucky my dear friend Jacqueline Kwan owned this cabin in the middle of the desert. It's the perfect spot for a weekend getaway before we move on to our next city on our ride tour.
Well, really, it's your ride tour. We're all just along for the ride.
It's true, the Busheltown City Council chose me to be their ambassador to the world on behalf of Busheltown's biggest export, rye. But I couldn't have made it further than smack over a Gasville without all of you.
What a beautiful sentiment, Sugarlump. What was beautiful?
You know, I'm sure you guys would rather go to your room and put down all that heavy-looking luggage, but before you do, let me ask you one thing. Did you ever think the ride tour would last so long? And I'm not complaining, okay? From the Berlin Wall, to the Eiffel Tower, to the Outback Steakhouse in Tokyo, I've been able to see the world. I just never, ever dreamed we'd be on a years-long ride tour traveling the globe.
Nor did I! Oh, but life rarely turns out the way we assume it will.
It's true.
And I do miss our old lives in Busheltown that we will surely return to someday. But it's been a blessing to see and meet people from all over the world, and to really understand that more than anything, humankind is one big family.
Oh my! Oh, I believe my bowels are straining due to the weight of all this luggage.
Oh, you're carrying the suitcase with my silver tea service. Come along, Daffodil.
Hey, where'd all the mints go?
I ate them during that moving speech Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn made.
Well, what are we supposed to do now? We're out of mints. Crockpot stayed in the city with the kids so they could attend that science and technology symposium for toddlers and preschoolers. Charles the Contractor is serving 76 hours in prison for peeing in that bird bath.
Moron. He would have gotten just 48 hours if there hadn't been a bird in it at the time. Hey, look, a note.
Dear Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and guests, please enjoy my desert cabin this weekend. Make sure, it says make yourself, handwriting is just wow. Make yourself at home. I only ask that you stay out of one room. I have a very expensive collection of movie-worn costumes that must stay in pristine condition. You probably won't even notice this room as it is hidden within the cabin. In fact, I don't even know why I'm telling you about it in this note, since you would have likely never known about its existence. Oh well, I'm writing this note with one of those golf pencils that has no eraser, so there's no turning back now. Enjoy the welcome mints and have a blessed weekend. Yours truly, Jacqueline Kwan.
Oh my god, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, if you're thinking that her costume collection could contain something from a Jake Gyllenhaal classic. Oh my god, if it is a sweat-stained tunic from the Prince of Persia, I will pass out.
No! What if it's the Yankees cap Billy Crystal wore in the City Slickers? Or the one he wore in City Slickers 2?
We have to find this hidden room.
But Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn won't like us poking around her friend's cabin, especially since she asked us not to in a note.
Well, I hate to say it, but we just gotta keep it secret, at all costs. Now, I highly doubt Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn will find out, but if she did, you know she'd forgive us eventually. But if Billy Crystal's hat is in this cabin, could you forgive yourself for not putting it on and taking a picture?
No.
And if there's one of Jake Gyllenhaal's socks, or the hoodie he wore in Donnie Darko, if that's here, and I didn't take a very few normal, not weird moments alone with something he wore, I would never forgive myself.
Okay, but we have to be careful. Cover our tracks and not make a single mistake.
No problem.
We can't draw any attention to ourselves.
Of course not. Hey, look, one of us dropped a mint over and it rolled behind it. Expensive looking crystal vase. Ooh, whoops.
My rolling rye barrels, what happened?
Oh, it sounded like glass shattering.
It was. I and Kendall, we both reached for the mint that had rolled behind that very expensive looking crystal vase. And it all happened so quickly, there's no knowing who actually knocked it over.
I have a guess.
Well, there's no use crying over shattered crystal.
No, I suppose not. I forgive you, and I'm sure dear Jackie Kwan would as well, but be very careful for the rest of the weekend.
Yes, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
You know, it would be good if Cliff and I went to our room to think about what we did for a while.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. I just didn't want to say it, since you're both almost 40.
You know, she's right, Kendall. We're almost grown up, so we have to punish ourselves from now on. Let's go.
Oh, dear. Weren't Cliff and Kendall a little hard on themselves?
Yes, Daffodil, but I think it's for the best. If they stay in their room, we can really concentrate on what we came here for. And I'm glad they didn't notice this book I'm holding.
Oh, my. Yes, that would have been very embarrassing. How would we explain it?
Well, I suppose if Cliff and Kendall do find our copy of the Kama Sutra for seniors, we can simply say it's a gift for someone back in Busheltown. Sheriff Frogblast, or possibly the gray-haired janitor at KBSH. I believe his name is Hezekiah.
Oh, wouldn't that be lying, Sugarlump?
Well, we could mail them a copy. Anonymously, of course. That would make it true.
Oh, what a creative plan, dear.
Yes, now I say we go over behind that kitchen island and try out page 68 again.
Whoa, the pearl diver and the salty clam.
All right, which one do you want to be this time?
Okay, we should start looking around in the bedroom. Maybe there's a secret entrance behind this poster.
Kendall, you didn't have to rip up that poster of the Wichita skyline. There can't be an entrance under there. That's the outside wall of the cabin. There's a window right beside you.
Nah, there's nothing outside this window but sand.
Well, close that sand slide in.
I know. I got a bunch in my mouth.
Well, maybe there's a hidden door in the back of the closet. I'll check.
I'll look under the carpet. Maybe there's a sub-basement.
Nothing.
It's just a stupid regular floor.
I know where it's gotta be. We gotta go to that room we passed on the way here.
You mean the room with all those things? They were about the size of a videotapes?
Those were books, Kendall. People read them for fun and knowledge.
Oh, I don't need one. I have an iPhone. But if we see Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, we can't let her know we're snooping.
Yeah, we'll need a cover story.
I got it. If we see her, we'll say we're in the library to watch one of those books.
You mean read. A person reads a book.
That's it. We'll do book reading.
Oh, we must be ever so quiet, Sugarlump. Oh, we don't want Cliff and or Kendall to see and or hear us make our way out to the rental car.
You're right, Daffodil. If we want to try page 96, the beast with two backs in the back seat, we must be very, very, very quiet.
Oh, it's you guys. Oh, why are you walking so softly outside our bedroom door?
We're walking quite normally. And anyway, have you both thought about what you've done?
Yes. And we feel... Wait, are you supposed to feel better or worse after you think about what you've done?
I don't know.
We feel different. And it's in the past. It's behind us. It's back there. See where my thumb's pointing? Behind us. Back there.
Yeah, it's behind us all now. Like it's in the back seat or something.
Oh, did you say back seat, boy?
Yes, whatever made you say that, dear.
I guess it's in the back seat because, well, life is a highway, so it only follows the...
Never mind, Kendall. Let's just all keep going. We all know where we were going. And it doesn't matter where we've been. So let's all move toward our original destinations.
Yes, we've made up our minds. I don't know why we're wasting all this time. Let's all go again.
Let's all go again.
Don't keep searching for any answers.
There's nothing to see here anyway.
The Lord above, he gives us strength to carry on.
And since we're all such friends, this can be where the conversation ends.
Here we go again on our own,
going where we were always going to go.
We don't have any secrets that you boys can't know.
So I guess we've made up our minds.
It's still feels like we're wasting time.
No reason for us to stand here in the doorway.
In this cabin owned by my friend Jackie.
So let's not linger for the rest of our day.
And since we're all such good friends, this can be where the conversation, where it really ends.
Here we go again on our own,
going where we were always intending to go.
We don't have any secrets that you boys can't know.
So I guess we've made up our minds.
Yet it still feels like we're wasting time.
But here we go again.
Here we go again. Oh.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
Ooh, that was a close one.
Oh my god. Alright, this is the library and all these things on the shelves are books.
Cliff, I know what books are, okay? And you know I know what books are. Remember our favorite boy wizard? His friend Hermione was always talking about books in the Harry Potter movies.
Well, here's what I think. I bet Jacqueline Kwan is just like us.
Aw, poor thing.
Not in like a fat, low-rated way, but if I had a secret room in my house and a library, I couldn't resist making the secret entrance behind a bookcase. And to open it, you just have to pull out the right book.
Hey, yeah. And I bet the title of the book is a clue. What if it's this one right over here?
The Secret? That'd be a little on the nose, wouldn't it?
Maybe she picked it because she thought no one would try it since it was so obvious.
Obvious like a fox?
That was it! The bookcase is turning around.
Oh my god. We might be about to see some historic movie memorabilia.
Holy shit, maybe we could even try on something. If she has a costume from King Ralph.
Or the Flintstones movie.
Or the Big Lebowski.
Or 10 Cloverfield Lane. Okay, so should we just go down this dark and winding stone staircase that leads we know not where? Should we take a torch to light our way?
Or we could just flip on this light switch.
Oh.
Look, there's a door at the end of the staircase.
This is it. I can feel it.
Door's locked. Darn!
Hey, I've got an idea. We'll use some unexpected materials and we'll Magnum P.I. our way out of this.
You mean MacGyver our way out of this? Like we used chewing gum and a mousetrap to explode the door open.
No, I meant Magnum P.I. It was in reference to this enormous Hawaiian shirt I'm wearing to camouflage my fat rolls. But MacGyver does make more sense. Now hand me your glasses.
Okay, what are you going to do with those?
Oh, I was hoping one of the shards would be long and skinny and you could pick the lock. But the lens is just broken to a million tiny pieces. Oh well, here you go.
You broke my glasses? Now how am I supposed to read the nutrition facts on the back of the donut wrappers?
Kendall, could you just think of the greater good for once?
Me? Me think of the greater good? Wasn't it me that just paid Charles the Contractor's legal fees for peeing in public? Again?
Well, at the bus station in Tbilisi, I held the door open for that woman I thought was Vicki Lawrence. So we're both good people.
Okay, okay. How do we get in this door?
What if this door is a trick, too? Like, with the book upstairs, maybe we have to push in the right brick or something.
We can try. Huh. I guess not.
All right. Let's just sit down and think.
Ouch!
About, what is it?
I poked myself with a toothpick I keep in my pocket.
Toothpick you keep in your pocket?
Yeah, in case I see any cheese cubes. But hey, I bet we could use the toothpick to...
pick the lock!
Wake up, Daffodil! Our post-marital relations nap lasted longer than planned.
We've been asleep in the back seat of this car for hours. Oh, it's the middle of the night. Oh, you know, I was having the most bizarre dream. I believe it was the eve before Opie's birthday, and we were out shopping in Busheltown. But all the stores were closed, except for the one that sells fertilizer.
Oh my.
So we were, of course, forced to purchase 80 pounds of Bushel Farms brand plant fertilizer for Opie, and we had to carry it out to the car with our bare hands.
Daffodil, while you were having that boring dream, I took a closer look at the night sky outside.
Oh, you're so observant, dear.
Yes, and I've deduced it isn't the night sky at all. During our nap, the rental car's been buried in sand.
Oh, no. How will we ever escape?
I'm not sure, but we've got to get out. Not only for the children's sake, but also so we can try page 116, Jonah and the Whale.
Whoa, that sounds like a heavenly experience.
Oh, it will be. For every time a couple whose love has been ordained by God, when they come together to perform holy marital relations, it is all to the glory of Jehovah himself.
Oh, my Sugarlum, you know how I feel when you speak to me so sensually. I want to kiss you in Paris. Oh, I want to hold your hand in Rome, girl.
I want to run naked in a rainstorm. Make love in a train. Cross country. You put this in me.
So now what? So now what?
Wanting. Needing. Waiting. For you. To justify my love. Hoping. Praying. For you. To justify my love.
To know you. Oh, not like that.
I don't want to be your mother. I don't want to be your sister either. I just want to be a lover.
We're inside. And I just thought of something else we could try on. One of those big hats Kate Winslet wore in Titanic.
Ooh, or one of those big hats Mike Myers wore in the horrible movie version of The Cat in the Hat.
Well, shit, no costumes.
What's this? A triple penetration machine? This is just a boring old sex dungeon.
We've wasted so much time.
Cliff, you shouldn't bounce around on that sex swing like that. I highly doubt it's meant to hold someone as fat as you.
Oh, Kendall, sex swings these days. Oh, help me up.
I told you.
Oh, I fell in one of Jacqueline Kwan's big wieners and it poked me in the butt. Oh, let's get out of here.
Ooh, stop. Look over there. Another door.
Do you think? Could it be?
Oh, I hope so. Daddy needs to see one of Billy Crystal's tasteful sweaters from when Harry met Sally. Oh, it goes outside. I guess this is just the sex dungeon's emergency exit.
Well, we might as well go out that way. I need some fresh air. I think the smell of all these rubber dongs is going to my head. Kendall, watch out, don't prick yourself on that!
Ouch!
Cactus.
Stupid, pointy cactus.
I'm getting a lot of sand flying in my face. You?
Yeah, but that's not as bad as the prick from a...
Oh, shit! Goddamn fucking cactus!
Oh, let's walk away from these awful things.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's better. Hey, look. Oh, over on the cabin's window's ledge, it's a ceramic gnome, just like my Cajun grandmother used to have. I gotta take a picture to send to Susan.
You should bring it over here, out of the shadow of that giant pile of sand.
Oh, good idea. No! Oh! That was a scorpion nest inside. Run! Oh!
Oh, this is one harsh and unforgiving desert.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh, I don't want to get stung by a scorpion. Oh, it hurts It makes it hard to breathe, which it's already hard for me to breathe because I'm so fat, and it makes it where you can't even swallow. That's one of my favorite things to do is to swallow.
Hey, where's our rental car?
Didn't we park it out here by this gnome in the cactus garden?
I thought so. I don't see anything now but a giant pile of sand.
You don't think Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snotbottom left to go eat without us, do you?
Nah. I bet all this wind blew all this sand and buried the car. Which is something that happens all the time in the desert. They did a whole Mythbusters episode about it. Busted the myth that it doesn't happen. We should probably dig it out.
Dig it out? With our hands?
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. It's not buried that deep.
Okay. Oh, I'm tired already.
Shut up. Did you hear that?
The wind blowing sand in my ears? Yeah, I hear it.
No, it's a tiny banging sound.
What?
There's someone in the car.
Oh, please. You think a desert nomad stopped in for a nap and got buried alive?
Maybe. Or maybe Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snotbottom got into the car to go buy some more snacks, and before they knew it, they were buried alive. Keep digging.
Is the car shaking?
They could be quaking with fear.
Or what if it's something really horrible, like they got stung by scorpions and they're seizing up, and by the time we get to them, they'll be dead.
Oh, I'm down to the car. If I could just get to the door handle.
All right, get it.
Or is the man whose pleasures depend on the permissions of another?
Love me. That's right. Love me.
Oh, I wish I could still have your baby.
Oh my god.
Oh, my bottom's bursting in air. We were, just.
Oh my.
I think I'm gonna faint.
Watch out. Don't faint into that.
That is more painful than it looks. Hey, I think you missed a spike when you were pulling all those prickers out of my butt.
Well, sorry. Your butt's a huge mountainous area with many nooks and crannies and hard to reach spaces. No offense.
None taken. Where are they?
Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn said she and Mr. Snodbottom were going to go to bed.
Oh, God, haven't they had enough?
To sleep! And she reiterated that when we found them in the car, they had just become very sweaty and disoriented after being trapped under all that sand.
Yeah, right. Why were they out there in the first place?
She said they were doing some kind of special prayer blessing for the rental car, and that's the story I choose to believe. Anyway, with them in bed, we can finish searching the cabin.
We've already looked in the closet and in the sex dungeon. Where else is there?
I'm not sure. But I know one thing that'll help us think.
Food.
And that's the last Pop-Tart.
All right. We've searched the cupboards and the pantry. Now on to the refrigerator.
Nothing but a bunch of jams, jellies, and black olives. Maybe we should look down here.
You know there won't be anything we want to eat down in the vegetable crisper.
What if Jackie Kwan hid her best desserts in there just to throw off fatsos like us?
Fatsos like a fox? Oh my god, just a bunch of mushrooms.
More like magic mushrooms. When you opened the vegetable crisper, the cabinet moved over to reveal a hidden passageway.
Oh my god, that's gotta be it.
Come on, this is our moment of truth moment. I just know it.
There's a door at the end of this hall, and it's made of gold. Just like a golden globe.
Luckily, I still have my cheese toothpick. Give me a second with this lock. Got it.
Oh my god. Look at all the clothes. This is it.
A black suit? Maybe it's from Analyze This or Analyze That.
Is it?
Nah, it's just something Ben Affleck wore in The Accountant.
Was that a movie?
I guess. Unless this suit belonged to Ben Affleck's actual accountant.
Well, if it did, at least he was probably Matt Damon's accountant, too. Hey, these pants over here are almost my size.
Ooh, are they from an awesome John Goodman movie?
No. Kevin James wore them in Paul Blart, too. God, he was so fat. If these were any bigger, I could fit into them.
Oh, holy moly. It's...
Is it Billy Crystal's City Slickers hat? Jake Gyllenhaal's Prince of Persia turban?
No, but I've got to put this on. It's the big flowery dress Mrs. Doubtfire wore to the pool.
Are you kidding me?
It's me, Eugenio Doubtfire, dear. It was a drive-by fruiting, dear.
Oh, you look great in that. I found something. It's not as cool, but I can probably fit in it.
What?
It's an elephant harness from Operation Dumbo Drop. Oh, no, wait, here's something better. It's one of the dresses Dom DeLuise wore in Haunted Honeymoon. And it's just my size. Oh my god, Dom DeLuise must have left this in the pocket.
What is it?
Half a bag of M&M's.
Ooh, give them here, I'm starving. It's been like 3 minutes since we ate those Pop-Tarts.
I'm gonna steal for a minute costume for 30 years.
Oh my god, I want to steal this.
What? Did you find Jake Gyllenhaal's jockstrap for that boxing movie?
No, and quit saying arousing things while I'm wearing Dom DeLuise's dress. I found a little suit Danny DeVito wore in Twins. If I could steal one thing, and one thing for somebody else, I'd steal this Danny DeVito suit for Fonky and... this John Travolta hairpiece from Ladder 49, because we probably have the same head size. What would you steal?
For me, since we haven't found any Billy Crystal stuff, I'd take Chevy Chase's sombrero from Three Amigos. And for Susan, I'd steal this see-through erotic nightgown.
I don't think that's a nightgown. I'm pretty sure it's a bridal veil from 27 Dresses.
Then I will steal it. Susan loves that movie.
Flaming rump roast! I hope I didn't hear one of you boys say something about stealing!
No, he wasn't really stealing. We were just playing a game of what would you steal?
That sounds like a gateway to stealing!
Oh my! What's going on here, Sugarlump?
Well, for some reason, Cliff and Kendall are parading around in Jackie Kwan's clothing, and it sounds like they're planning a robbery!
These aren't her clothes.
Technically, they're hers.
I mean, yeah, the clothes belong to her, but these are classic movie costumes.
I don't recall Roseanne Barr wearing either of those pieces in She-Devil.
They're not Roseanne's.
Hey, wait. How'd you guys find this place? It took us forever.
We were both peckish for a nice, crisp vegetable, and then all of a sudden a hidden passage appeared. And well, oh, maybe it's my hunger or the dry desert air that's caused my crankiness. I'm sure you boys didn't mean any harm.
We never do. And I think we might all be feeling a little weird about this afternoon.
Why? Whatever are you referring to, boy?
The car! When you and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn were having a husband and wife moment?
Didn't I tell you that we were checking each other's bodies for Santa?
Let's just cut out all these secrets and lies.
He's right. We're all pretty much grown up here.
Yeah, and as disgusting as it is to imagine, we all do gross grown-up things.
You're making me sick talking like that.
I'm getting nauseous too, okay? I certainly don't want to imagine any of us having sex.
Oh my!
But I think we have a choice to make. We can be adults and sit down and have a frank discussion about our human needs.
Or we can apply a phrase I just coined. What happened to Jacqueline Kwan's cabin in the desert stays at Jacqueline's cabin in the desert.
I like that one.
Very eloquently put, dear.
Okay, but that means Kendall and I get to go try on all those Madea dresses over there.
Well, I'm glad we wrapped everything all up. If it weren't real life, we'd probably finish the whole thing with a song.
Yes, I will.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance.
Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love plus romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Oh, you know, Sugarlump, all these body gyrations remind me of page 138 in our book, The Innocent Maiden and the Wishing Well.
Oh, Daffodil, as soon as Cliff and Kendall clam up, let's head back to our bedroom.
Oh, I can't wait, dear.
And this time, I get to be the Innocent Maiden.
Oh, whatever you say, girl.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance!
And I guess that about wraps things up.
Well, that's good, because my bus is here.
Okie doke, but keep it real, compadre. Oh! And that story's a secret, so it stays just between us, okay?
Sure.
Good afternoon. Nice weather, isn't it?
It sure is. I love nice weather.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Nope, it's definitely not too hot. And definitely not as hot as this weekend my friends Cliff and Kendall just had. They were in the desert, but believe it or not, that's not what was causing all the heat. Maybe it was this book called the Kama Sutra for singers.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.